beats by Trill, straight Killerville, dog.
What's good? We back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, a.k.a. Triple P, a.k.a. the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video of some young scholars, as they call them, doing a smash and grab. But before we do, I got to put a little bit of diesel in my cup. And this is actually the older bottles of diesel. And we're going to get into a Dizzle commercial break real quick. I really mean it. You can Dizzle too. Dizzle is a premium luxury liqueur mixed with agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Store your Dizzle on ice, and it's nice. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, just go to DizzleBrand.com. Click on the link that says order online. That'll take you to Emilio's Beverage. Don't forget, you must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Also, if you live in California, Oklahoma, Kansas, or Arkansas, please click on our locations. And that'll take you to actual store locations that you can get your Dizzle bottle or bottles in store. And also, we got the Dizzle brand merch. I like this one. This is the Dizzle Dodger shirt, as I like to call it. You can get that on DizzleBrand.com as well. And let's get into it, man. Bunch of cats thinking they was going to do a smash and grab and had a surprise waiting for them.
They should be very careful because bad things can happen.
Robbers storm a consignment shop in Pleasant Hill, and they get more than they bargained for because a worker was armed and ready to act.
All right, guys, so we got to talk about a story that really warms my heart, okay? Because there's nothing like a good old Second Amendment story, right? There's nothing like a Second Amendment story, okay? And this is a great Second Amendment story, and it basically is a prime example of why the Second Amendment exists. That takes place out in Pleasant Hill, California. That makes it even
go
better
figure.
Because it's a Second Amendment story that takes place out in California, a state that wants to be tough on guns but soft on crime. Which
is facts. I mean, not all of California, but certain parts.
Has been a disaster, okay? California is a failed state. California is a state of chaos because they've effectively made crimes like theft and robbery legal. And again, that has made a lot of these liberal cities in the state of California lawless hellholes. Okay, they are cities of chaos and destruction. However, this story right here, it is a good example of what needs to start happening in order to disincentivize crime. Okay, you need business owners to start stepping up and showing that there are consequences, potentially deadly consequences, if you try to rob my business, okay? Just a few days ago, I did a story about a business owner out in Los Angeles that got his business robbed in the middle of the night, and then he was boo-hoo whining, complaining about Democrats and the fact that he doesn't feel like they are giving him reasons to vote for him. Well, again, effectively, in the short term, the best thing that he can do is to better protect himself so that he can protect his business and not necessarily rely on these politicians, because this story is going to show you that you can't rely on politicians and you probably can't rely on police either, right? So I want to get into it. This story is a...
Yeah, let me stop right there where you say you can't rely on police. That's the thing. There's not enough police to get to every single crime and stop it on time. Like, people have this, you know, misconception because they've been watching so many movies, like that Tom Cruise movie, The Minority Report, that they think that we can actually solve the crime before it happens and stop it before it happens. Or they think it's like Equilibrium, you know, where there's no crimes. But if you're going to watch Equilibrium, they was injecting stuff in their neck so they would lose all their emotions. Or they think it's like the Demolition Man, when literally there was, you know, people were getting fined and locked up for cussing. You know, because that's where we're getting to now. It's getting to so sensitive of a world, you can't even cuss no more, you know. But let's get back into it.
A pretty great story. But before we get into it, we have to have a word from the sponsor of this video, Night Watch Pro by Prepper's Peak. Night vision binoculars are the coolest pieces of tech that anybody can have, but until recently, they've just been too expensive for the average Joe. Luckily, newer models have caused prices to come way down. If you enjoy fishing, hunting, spotting wildlife, or you just want to keep an eye out for potential intruders or young scholars or criminals after dark, you'll find a good pair of night vision.
This cat killed me with this young scholars thing, man. I mean, call them what they are, man. Criminals.
Binoculars, very useful. This is why myself and tens of thousands of others are getting Night Watch Pros.
And my man Redneck Mundell from the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship League, he need to get him a pair of those if he ain't got a pair already. He probably, you know, this thing, Redneck probably already got night goggles because he likes to hunt everywhere he goes. And he's also on the prowl in the hunt when it comes to the Bare Knuckle Championship as well. Let's keep it moving.
Night Watch Pros affordably allow anyone to see with predator-like vision in pitch darkness. They're highly effective for watching wildlife, scenic viewing, surveillance, patrol detection, home protection, and much more. Plus, they include high-end night vision features such as 4K video recording, a clear HD display, 5X zoom, anti-shake technology, and a long-lasting rechargeable battery. Tens of thousands of five-star reviews back up the idea that Night Vision Pros are the best choice for night vision binoculars on the market. So this holiday season, give the gift of protection to your loved ones. Place your order for the Night Watch Pros. You'll receive exclusive access to the Prepper's Peak newsletter, free express shipping, and last but not least, a 100% lifetime guarantee.
The only person I would buy that for would be like my brother-in-law if he goes hunting, but I don't even know if my brother-in-law goes hunting. Shout out to my brother-in-law, both of my brother-in-laws.
Placement. Simply click on the link in the description and go to nightwatchpro.com and use promo code HOLIDAY to get 25% off and take advantage of this limited time deal before they sell out.
This should be very carefully because bad things can happen.
Robbers storm a consignment shop in Pleasant Hill, and they get more than they bargained for because a worker was armed and ready to act. Our crime reporter, Henry Lee, live at the Pleasant Hill Department with the details. Henry.
Yo, you see how my man is holding the look like he had a six shooter. You see how he's holding that joker, man? It looked like he ain't never really pointed that gun at nobody in his entire life. And I never pointed my gun at nobody in my entire life, and I hope I don't never have to. But, I mean, your business is, if you own a business, it's like, you know, your crib or your house. If somebody violates it, you know, same punishment, same rules apply.
Yeah, these guys probably didn't expect to stare down the barrel of a gun.
No, they didn't.
They made of this consignment shop. They were back outside in less than 30 seconds.
I showed them my gun. I told them to stop it. I have a gun.
This is the moment a group of would-be robbers came face to face with 73-year-old Albert Marcus
and
a revolver.
They ran because they saw my gun, and I was, you know, serious about it.
I love my man's hat. Let's keep it moving.
It happened Monday afternoon at Estates Consignments on Contra Costa Boulevard in Pleasant Hill, which sells jewelry, rings, and watches. Surveillance video shows this woman walking through the store. Marcus says she was a scout, scoping out all the security cameras while on the phone with the young men. Here you see the woman walking out and stalling, trying to keep the security guard from shutting the door to let her...
And they got her on camera, so when the police come to investigate, she's probably going to be the first person they pick up and wrap up. And she's gonna tell it all.
Friends in, but they force the door open and bum rush their way inside. One guy's carrying a sledgehammer. After a worker screams, Marku makes his way to the jewelry section, as do Marku then pulls out his gun.
Yo, my man's tripped over my other dude. And look, there they go, showing the license plates and everything. Very police cruiser pulls up right behind him. World's smartest criminals, man, I tell you.
I learned that's because the white Infiniti is stolen and triggered a license plate
recall. Oh, stolen. Well, they're smart and dumb at the same time. You know, because now if they get caught, they got a whole nother charge. Stolen ride, attempted robbery, no telling what else. That's the thing. When you get locked up, man, they just start piling up charges. They find things to just add to the mix. Oh, yeah, he did this too.
Police response, those Infinities took off and the intruders escaped. Marku says perhaps with their lives.
If they threaten my life or my life of the employees, I'll use the gun. 100%.
He says he keeps his revolver on him inside the store because of recent similar incidents. This video shows two men smashing display cases and stealing jewelry at the home consignment center in Danville a week ago.
I didn't want to shoot anybody, right? But I have to make a statement. Too many bad things happened. Stores get robbed left and right.
I mean, nobody but a cold-blooded murderer really wants to shoot somebody, you know. But when somebody's fucking with your livelihood, survival of the fittest, man. I mean, maybe y'all forgot what survival of the fucking fittest is, because y'all sensitive as hell out here and y'all don't follow the laws of nature, you know. But survival of the fittest, when your livelihood depends on it, you know, somebody's messing with your livelihood, you know, or they coming up in your crib. Survival of the fittest.
Cougars have yet another reason to consider themselves lucky. Tiger, Marcus German Shepherd, happened to be in the maneuver that day.
Have a message.
Yo, I would have loved to have seen that. You know, as a dog lover, shouts out to my little dog over here, Gia, sitting in the Circle of Kings podcast chair over there. Dog love. I would love to see a German Shepherd maul one of the cats up. And German Shepherds don't play, man. You know, so yeah, they lucked out on that one. Because if my mans would have had a six shooter, they would have dropped like they didn't try to run out. The dog would have just been all up on them and you know, been going straight for the ass on that, ripping some ass on that and shit. That would have been funny. That would have been funny. Shouts out to all my dogs in the world, because I'm a dog lover. My clothing apparel, new litter apparel, is based around dogs. Go check us out. Go to promopals.biz. You can get the new litter apparel t-shirts.
For all the business owners to take example and fight for themselves, because if you don't fight for yourself, nobody will.
Tell them, man. Tell them. Tell them.
So the message here, you never know who just exactly might be armed. Anyone with information is asked to contact Pleasant Hill Police.
Oh, hold up, man. I like the way my man said that. You never know exactly who might be armed. Like, a guy that owns a jewelry store isn't supposed to be armed. Like, people ain't trying to rob jewelry stores all the time, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You never know who might be armed.
Pleasant Hill, Henry Lee, KTVU, Fox News.
Never know, Henry.
You never know. These fucking
exactly
news people.
Second Amendment is so important, right? This is exactly why it's so important, okay? Because when the government fails to do their job,
yep,
you can't depend on the politicians to fix it. They're never going to fix it. You have to stand up for yourself and send a message to these thugs that this is the potential consequence, right?
I'm shocked he ain't call them young scholars. That's the first time I've heard him not call them young scholars. Call them what they are, man. Thugs, criminals.
Right, the consequences are potentially fatal for trying to rob my store. Period. Period. That's exactly what has to happen. And that, in my opinion, I think is probably the only thing that's going to disincentivize these types of robberies, because it's not like the politicians are going to do anything about it. They're not going to do anything. They're gonna actually try to incentivize it even more. So you got to defend yourself. You got to stand up for yourself.
No, he's right, man. Because yeah, your livelihood depends on you eating, paying your rent and your bills. That sounds like survival of the fittest to me. If a lion goes and tries to steal something from another lion, that lion better stick up for himself and do whatever the hell he has to, even if he got to kill the other lion. See, that's the thing. This, you know, mankind and society, we want to act like somebody robbing you at gunpoint and trying to take your shit doesn't deserve, they don't deserve to get shot and killed over that. No, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know why that's bullshit? Because the first rule of pulling a gun is you pull the freaking trigger. The first rule of pulling a gun is you pull the freaking trigger. See, I ain't never pulled a gun on nobody. But I've had a gun pulled on me before. And not that I'm looking to get revenge on the cat that pulled a gun on me and go get him. But if I was a cat, and he got, you know, I ran up on him and shot him, then he got what he deserved, you know. Because that's the first rule of pulling a gun is you pull the trigger. I know cats back in the days used to rob cats at gunpoint, and they get caught up in the club. And one dude got caught up in the club slipping and got shanked, and they just rolled him outside the club, called the police, and said it happened, like, over at the drugstore, the Eckerd's drugstore. You know, called the police, tell them it happened at Eckerd's, you know. But that's what happens, like, because that's the first rule. First rule pulling a gun is you pull the trigger. If you don't pull the trigger, then that shit can come back to haunt you, you know. But now with this guy defending his store, I mean, that's somebody trying to mess with his livelihood. They coming in, like he said, the safety of his employees is at jeopardy, because you don't know what they're going. You don't know what nobody's going to do when they rob you, especially when they ain't got no mask on. They show their faces. You don't know. You never, never know. But I pretty much heard enough of this. This is what liberals voted for. You know, they coddling criminals. This Nobel. You know, I was a criminal once. And luckily, you know, I didn't do no hard time. But if I did, hey, I got what I asked for, man, you know. And what's crazy is the same crime I committed, I had committed on me. So payback's a motherfucker, and karma's a bitch. Even though I don't believe in karma, but I believe in payback, you know. Payback's a motherfucker. So once again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paul Picker Podcast. And don't forget to check out DizzleBrand.com, Circle of Kings Podcast, Live from Vietnam Podcast. We do every Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, live on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and much, much more. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.